The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. Now, what are we exactly? We are a show that uses words as a medium to make a difference. Here, we champion the literary and we make everyone see what creativity is all about. And as I am reminded of this patch's song, The Poet Nurse and the Identical Queen, today we will celebrate and pay tribute to Caring Hands. We will talk about our healthcare frontliners, the dedication that is nurses and nursing.
Oh, wow.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
On poems, which ones about nurses and nursing nursed you? That's a tongue twister right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I found this poem called Nursing's Future by Cristina Ibitayo. Here goes. The future of nursing lies in the past, with lessons learned and models overturned. To be a guardian of nursing's past requires prerequisite love for the profession and unceasing belief in the limitless beyond, where the adventurous dream of living while forging today's reality, out of yesterday's mold, delicately blending the best of science and art.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, how about you, Cookie?
I like these four poems.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse by Dorian Lux.
Okay.
Still Here by Langston Hughes.
Uh-huh.
The Nurse's Task by Courtney Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Nurse's Song by William Blake.
Oh, wow.
Now let's share the space with the first in our lineup of guests. Here to perform to you a version of nurse poetry, we give you Nurse Geraldine Galindez Rama with PEDI Award.
PEDI Award. Magtago na ang mga bata kung makita nilang anino ko sa kumot ng kama o sa yakap ng kanilang mga ina. Sabay-sabay silang magsiiyakan, parang mga kambing na ginakatay, masakit sa tainga. Sabihin ng nanay, bakit ka nag-iyak? Sabihin ng anak, may nakaputi. Ako yung nakaputi na ubos na ang ngiti sa abnormal patient ratio ng mga ospital. Akala ng mga bata sandatang injection. Hindi nila alam para itong magic wand na ginaayos ang daloy ng buhay sa kanilang mga katawan. Nabigay ko na lahat ng dose. Napainom ko na ang bata na sinabihan ako ng gaga at nasipa sa mukha. Pero ayos lang. Ganun talaga ang nurse. Ganun talaga sa PEDI Award. Ha? Saan ka galing, ma'am? Sabi ng utility. Sa PEDI Award, nagbigay ng gamot, sabi ko. Under renovation ng PEDI, walang tao sa loob, sagot niya. Mga nurses niyo pagod na. Pahingi ng pera, pahingi ng pahinga.
Marty!
Yes, Miss Cookie!
Please take us back in time and tell us about the profession that is nursing.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come to be?
According to historydisclosure.com, the practice of nursing can be traced back to ancient civilizations where it played a crucial role in the overall health and well-being of communities. One of the earliest records of nursing can be found in ancient Egypt. The Egyptians had a highly organized medical system, and nurses were an integral part of it. Nursing was primarily done by women, and they were highly respected for their skills and knowledge. The role of nurses in ancient Egypt was multifaceted. They not only cared for the sick, but also served as midwives during childbirth. They were responsible for keeping patients clean, providing medication and emotional support to both patients and their families. In ancient Greece, nursing was also primarily done by women. Greek nurses were known as iatrosophists, which means wise women. There were often slaves or lower class citizens who received little formal education, but had extensive knowledge of herbal remedies and other natural cures. Greek nurses cared for patients in their homes and also worked in hospitals called Asclepions. These hospitals were dedicated to the god Asclepius, who was believed to have healing powers. Nurses at these hospitals use techniques such as massage, hydrotherapy, and diet therapy to help patients recover from their illnesses. In ancient Rome, nursing was considered a low-status profession that was left often to slaves or prisoners. However, there were some wealthy families who hired private nurses to care for their loved ones. Roman nurses were responsible for tasks such as cleaning wounds, changing dressings, and preparing medications. They also provided emotional support to patients and their families. Newsmedical.net adds that the Roman Empire endeavored to build a hospital in each town that was under its rule, leading to a high requirement for nurses to provide medical care alongside the doctors.
You'll get by with a little help from your nurse.
Yes! How about you, Cookie?
Okay, I have bits and pieces of trivia here for you. Did you know that for 3 years, Walt Whitman was a wound dresser? He was a volunteer nurse in the Civil War.
Wow, who would have thought?
Early on in the war, Whitman was working as a freelance writer and started visiting New York hospitals to interview soldiers and was profoundly affected by the suffering of soldiers. He then traveled to Washington, D.C. to care for his wounded brother. It was then he became motivated to volunteer as a nurse.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, in our hospital drama episode, I mentioned a tidbit about this too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, did you know that on her 30th birthday, Louisa May Alcott decided she wanted to do more to help during the Civil War, so she headed to Washington to work as a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. While serving, she wrote letters home to her family in Concord and later published slightly fictionalized versions of those letters as Tribulation Periwinkle, the narrator of the popular hospital sketches. The book was a great commercial success and paved the way for the publication of Alcott's classic. You know this?
Huh?
Little Women.
No
and
way.
And its sequels.
Amazing.
Yeah. Also, did you know that 19-year-old Ernest Hemingway fell in love with an American nurse dispatched to a Red Cross hospital in Milan during World War I?
Whoa. Really? Yeah.
There is debate over whether his affections were returned and how far the relationship really went, but after Hemingway returned to the United States, Agnes von Kurowski wrote to let him know she had become engaged to an Italian officer.
Oh, no.
The two never met again.
Aww.
Yeah. But she will be forever remembered as the inspiration for Catherine Barclay in A Farewell to Arms.
Oh.
Yeah. What an interesting story to tell future generations.
Yeah.
Okay, did you know that spoken word artist Molly Case first caught the public eye as a student nurse, age 24, when she performed her poem Nursing the Nation in front of a packed auditorium at the Royal College of Nursing's annual Congress?
Wow.
Yeah. Her electrifying recital received a standing ovation and has been viewed almost 500,000 times on YouTube. Case went on to perform her poetry at the Glastonbury Festival and across Britain and Europe.
Amazing.
Amazing! Next up, we have nursing student Kaya Tanji with Her as the Lamp.
Her as the Lamp. There's a light at the end of this dark hole, where comfort lies, leaving you a smile. In every room she sees, in every step, she cares. Only a call and she will be there. Weep no more. From despair you will rise. In your darkness, a caring hand is with you to guide. Sincere, understanding and reliable. A woman of strength, always available. Prayer is her ultimate strength, where every storm she conquers. A diamond, bright and rare. Even in the end, you can count on her.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Boogie.
In pop culture, who do you consider a nurse you wouldn't forget? Who is the most memorable?
I'd say Jesse Salander, the senior nurse from the TV series Code Black.
Oh, okay.
He's so amazing, firm but kind. He seems to know everything and anything to help either the head doctors, the intern doctors, and their patients.
Cool.
How about you, Kuge?
I have yet to see that.
Yeah.
Okay, on episode 49, I remember seeing Peter Petrelli from the television series Heroes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Rosario Dawson is also an unforgettable character as Claire Temple from the television series Daredevil.
Ah, okay.
Also memorable for me is Nurse Ratched from Ken Kesey's novel One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Mildred Ratched from the Netflix adaptation Ratched.
I don't want to encounter her.
Another terrifying nurse. The one who would most likely give me a nightmare. Give all of us nightmares.
I know this character.
It would be Kathy Bates as Annie Wilkes on Misery, the Stephen King novel.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to ever meet her. I don't want to ever be in her bad side. I don't want to ever meet her.
But of course, let's hope creepy nurses would remain fiction, yes. Like the tales we tell around Please. The campfire. Moving on to our lineup here. Here's Nurse Ren Saludis with Ennui in the Frontline.
The adrenaline rush, hearing the ambulance siren, the autopilot movements with laser precision. I see the blood vessels on the limbs, infrared vision. The Bee Gees chorus memorized like the back of my hand. Stay alive, pump, 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 stay alive. With your chest under my hand, breathe one. Breathe two. Check that breathing tube. Locked in. Tune out the noise. Cries and the screams. I am not being rude. The world shut down, yet I am here, surrounded by bodies. Some breathing, some waiting on the funeral service. The rush crashes down, and I am nowhere. The rush has crashed. I am looking for smoke. I am hanging on to hope. I see death, and I am numb. No tears, only a body count. The rush has crashed, and I stand in the aftermath. I feel nothing. Nothing. Only the ennui in the front line.
To thank Michael Almeida for his support.
Ooh, thank you so much, Michael.
See you soon.
Hugs.
Nurse, the poetical.
Yes.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.